PNB Rock.
Getting big checks now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how you feeling, man? How you enjoying yourself
out
here?
I'm blessed, bro. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I feel like the you can't think about this Rolling Loud without thinking about X.
No, let's start out there. Real shit. Every time I come to Rolling Loud, you know, like, his energy is always around, bro. Mm-hmm. I just left his gravesite with his mom, so we were just vibing. Because you already know, like, he's going to give me the spirit to come turn up, you know what I'm saying?
Because if you think back to last year, it's like he was, you know, you couldn't have thought of a bigger artist for this crowd, this place, than him.
Domination, bro.
How did your relationship with him start?
I ain't gonna lie, I thought he was an asshole. I was like one of the motherfuckers that thought he was like crazy as fuck. Just because like I listened to the music and I just watched, I went on YouTube and dug into his shit. And I'm like, damn, this motherfucker be fighting hard. He a hardcore, crazy motherfucker. So when I went to go meet him with Orlando, it was our first time meeting him. Mm-hmm. I was coming crazy like on
A&R of the century for the record. Yeah, shout out to Orlando.
Shout out to Oski. Man, I just went up there with super, like a lot of energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, what's up? And he like, what's up, fam? Like on some calm ass shit. I'm like, oh, damn, like, let me switch my energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was judging him and shit wrong, you know what I'm saying? I got to know him, and he just was like a cool-ass kid, bro. He was regular as shit. I fucked it with him, bro.
Definitely. You got him on your new project.
Yeah, hell yeah.
When was that song made?
We made that song the same day we made Smash.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's on one of his albums. We made three songs that day. One of the songs haven't come out yet, but we always cooking up, you know.
That's like crazy.
Me and bro got vibes, bro.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So the new album, you felt like you were a trap star before and you're a pop star now.
Yes,
like what flipped the switch?
A whole bunch of real life shit, you know what I'm saying? Kept getting in the locked up, you know what I'm saying, for the same dumb shit. And then, you know, a whole bunch of people just riding on me. So, you know, I just had to, it just came, that was when I hit the switch. You know, I got locked up for my last time. And I'm like, bro, this shit keep getting realer and realer, bro.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're too famous to be living in Ben Salem.
No, for real, bro. Real shit, bro. Ben Salem fucking suck ass.
When I was reading,
I thought I was being low down there, bro.
I was reading about that shit, and I'm like, it sounds like PNB Rock was just hanging out with his friends, sitting in his house smoking weed. Right?
No, I can't talk about the case, but, you know, pretty much, like, that wasn't my situation. I just was the wrong case, wrong scenario, wrong person, wrong time.
Oh, okay. So you feel good about the case and everything?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Definitely, yeah. Hey, I've seen you out here making a splash, too. How long have you been in a relationship?
Oh, man, for like 6 months.
Six months?
7 months now, yeah. Okay. I've known him for like over 2 years, but, you know, we just made it like, we just locked it in.
How did it end up actually locking in? Guy like you? That's a big decision.
Real shit, I was fucking around with a whole bunch of bitches, and she just got tired of it. And she was like, you know, I'm about to just start fucking with you, like, and it was like, I had to think about it, like, damn, do I want let her go or finish fucking with these bitches? And it was like, she was a real ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, she thorough, she more for me than any of these bitches. So I was like, yeah, let me just turn it down. It's about that time. I ain't no young nigga out here.
At a certain point, you're kind of like, well, I don't feel like I'm missing out on too much by
real
not.
Shit, I did a lot.
You know?
Fuck yeah, like, I'm cool.
Was that a weird decision, though, to just be public about it? Because people love it. Like, I see the likes when you're posting you and her, people love. They love to see their favorite musician with a strong relationship.
I felt like it was, I'm a public person with all my shit. So eventually it was going to come, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always be dogging bitches and talking shit about them. But, you know, they happy to see me in a relationship. And I'm happy to be able to be happy and be out here doing this shit, you feel me?
Do you feel like your lyrical content has changed a lot through this evolution from the trap star to the pop star thing? Or is it more about a sound?
I feel like my lyrics is always, I touch back on my old shit. Like, I touch back on my more, give you the pain, the nitty gritty, the stories, like how my little personal shit. Mm-hmm. So I went back in time, actually. But on the pop side, I leveled up. I switched my beat selection. Tried different producers like Diplo, you know what I'm saying, Pro Logix, and just having fun with this shit, you feel me? Like,
that's what's up. The Diplo experience, you were enjoying that? What was it like getting in with him?
What the fuck? It was random as fuck, bro. I'm in the crib just chilling. They like, yo, Diplo want to fire you to the crib. He want to cook up. I'm like, Diplo, fuck with my shit. He like, nah, for real. And when I flew out to his crib, I was vibing with him. I found out he was from Philly, my part of Philly, uptown. I'm like, damn, this shit crazy. We cooked up like three songs. One of the songs he kept, one of the songs I kept. And you know, we got a Spanish song.
Oh,
he
got that's what the song is?
No, one of the songs that we got haven't come out is a Spanish song with me. I think it's gonna be Anuel on there, and that shit gonna go up.
You feel real comfortable on that wave, that Caribbean, that Latin sound now that's so big?
Bro, I feel like I should be on all type of sounds. Like, I even fuck with K-pop, nigga. Like, I'm on everything.
K-pop?
Man. Yeah, bro, like real
shit. I wanna hear you on that wave, bro.
For real, bro, no cap.
That would be ridiculous. Real K-pop shit is taking over the world right now.
I love that shit, bro. Real shit.
All right, so Rolling Loud has a big focus on, like, younger artists. Is there anybody in particular in terms of, like, lesser-known artists that you've been excited about lately?
Damn, Damn, I don't know why if you would consider him a lesser known artist because he's blowing up fast. I fuck with Lil Key heavy.
Oh, Key's crazy. Yeah,
Key,
yeah.
I fuck with Lil Key. Shout out to Lil Key. You know what I'm saying?
He got it. Break. Was right over here. I don't know if Key is here.
Yeah, so he
got to
be here then. Yeah,
yeah
hell
he's
yeah.
Probably here. Hell yeah, 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 yeah. Key done got it. That's two of my favorite rappers out right now.
Got it, the brothers. You know what I'm saying? They going brazy.
Definitely, man. All right, well, hey, PNB, it was good checking in. Thank you for coming to Rolling Loud. Everybody's excited to have you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, check star turn pop star.